In Baghdad, the sectarian violence continues, as the new Iraqi government argues about who is to blame. Shia death squads are making nightly forays into Sunni neighborhoods, and Sunnis are staging retaliatory attacks on Shiites in the streets. As NPR's Jamie Tarabay reports, the violence is forcing an increasing number of Baghdad residents to flee the capital.
2 nights ago, Ali Hamdani's neighbor warned him to get inside his house in the Sunni neighborhood of Jihad as quickly as possible and stick his family in one room. There were Shiite militiamen around the corner.
This is the confusion that we're living in now, that you don't know whom they are actually targeting, and you don't know what to pretend to be, whether Shia or Sunni, because you don't know who's attacking you.
So he and his brother-in-law grabbed their guns and waited, the women and two young children huddled in one room. They agreed that if the militia coming to their door was Shiite, he would answer, since his name is overtly Shiite, while his Sunni brother-in-law would go outside if it was Sunni gunmen.
It's a very strange feeling. You don't feel yourself scared, but you feel like you're desperate. You don't know what to do. You just wait for your fate, you know? And you don't know whether by the end of this night you'll end up one of these dead bodies dumped near the rubbish dumps in the area, or you'll end up safe and nothing will happen to you or your family.
More than 40 people were killed in Jihad that day. Baghdad's central morgue has received at least 80 bodies each day for the past 3 days, the vast majority victims of the escalating sectarian bloodshed. Hamdani says he's now preparing to leave the country, and he's not the only one. Iraqi Airways has had to organize extra flights to accommodate the overwhelming demand. Flights to Damascus have increased from 3 a week to 8, and Iraqis who run fleets of suburban cars to Jordan say so many people have tried to book the service that prices have soared from $200 per trip to $750 in the past 2 weeks. The number of buses to Jordan has gone from 2 a day to as many as 40 or 50. In Parliament today, politicians blamed each other for the violence. The majority Shiite alliance vehemently opposed Deputy Prime Minister Salam al-Zubayr sitting in on their session. Zubayr on Sunday had lashed out at the Shiite-dominated Interior Ministry and accused it of harboring militias charged with carrying out many of the killings. In the middle of the arguments, Hashim al-Hassani, a secular legislator, called for calm.
We did not bring the ministers here to judge them, but there are real security problems that exist in the street. We should be part of the solution.
Defense Minister Abdul Qadir al-Ubaidi asked the session be closed to the public when he addressed the parliament to speak about his plans for resolving the current crisis. Afterwards, he spoke to media waiting outside and said extremists from both sides were behind the violence, not militias.
Accusing the militias is wrong. If the militias, as many as they are all accused of killings, no one single Iraqi would stay alive in Baghdad.
Radical Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr claims his Mahdi army is not involved in any of the killings, but he admitted in a recent television interview that there may be rogue elements, individuals, carrying out reprisal attacks on their own. Whoever they may be, men like Abu Omar, the only name he would give, say he will defend his neighborhood against anyone who tries to take it over. He lives in the Sunni-dominated Amriya, and he said 2 days ago the Mahdi army came into the area and all the residents came out to fight them, men and women. He says he knows why the militia came.
I think they chose Amriya for one reason. They haven't been able to take over a single mosque in this area.
Abu Omar says everyone is still armed and ready, and that they expect another assault soon. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.